So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you very much for joining me for another episode. This is Adam Roa. Today is a deep dive musing into the depths of my mind, my life, what's going on, and how it can apply to yours, and how you can up-level what you're seeing in your reality through, I'm not even going to call them mistakes. Let's call them learnings. Let's call them learnings that I may have had along the way, and synthesized it down into something that I think is helpful. And that topic today is about pivoting. Pivoting. One of the biggest and most powerful aspects, characteristics of my personality and what has allowed me to have whatever level of success I currently have that people look at and say, hey, how did you do that? Well, one thing that I do is pivot really well. And what I mean by that is I will be creating something. I will be working towards something. I will be pouring my heart and soul into a project or an idea for any amount of time, from, you know, a day to a year. And as I am working on that, as I am putting energy into that, a lot of times something will arise where I realize, wow, that's not working. That is not going the way that I thought it would, the way that I wanted it to. That is actually not moving in the direction that feels in flow. And when that happens, I pivot and I adjust and I shift. And what I've learned over the years of doing this is that all of the energy that we put into something, it's like a flowing river. And as we are pouring our energy into it and that river flows, there's momentum. There is actual energy flowing in a particular direction. And what so many people do is they encounter an obstacle, they encounter some resistance, and they stop. That obstacle or that resistance is like a dam that is built up for that river, and it hits this rock wall or this dam or whatever, and people go, wow, this didn't work out. And then they go back to square one. And for me, I pivot, which means I hit that dam and that obstacle, and I went, okay, where's the invitation to shift the flow of this river without starting over and needing to cultivate an entirely new flow? How can I hit this obstacle and be like one of those robot vacuums, you know what I mean? Those like Zumba, Roomba, whatever vacuums that like hit the wall and then they make tiny little turns and keep hitting the wall and make tiny little turns until eventually, oh, they don't need to hit the wall anymore and they're now going along the wall. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I feel like YouTube that. And that may take hitting the wall with that little robot. That might take hitting the wall 15 times as it turns around because it's in the corner, 15 times. But eventually, through little micro adjustments, it will have found the path of least resistance. And so in my own life, I look at that and I say, wow, okay, so let me make an adjustment here. So for example, when I was shooting The Art of Choosing Love, right? We were initially shooting for 6 weeks before I even knew what we would call it or what the format of the show would be. And in those 6 weeks, what was happening is we were shooting everything. We were filming everything. And I knew that I wanted to make it artistic. I wanted to have art be a huge part of it, and maybe poetry was a part of it. So even in the first couple episodes of the show, you can go back and watch, each episode ended with an art piece. But what I recognized was that the filming of the art piece, to do it at the level I wanted to do it, required its own focused, energetic container. Meaning it required a bunch of time and thought, and it just creating the show itself left very little room for that. And so I was feeling like, well, in order to create the art pieces, now I'm rushing, or I'm doing a subpar job. And that I wasn't willing to do that. That was actually more important to me than the format. And so I changed the format and I said, okay, well, how can we invite a little bit more art into the show format as opposed to needing to add it on at the end as its own piece? And over time, got better and better at doing that as we made little pivots. And in season two, you can really see the evolution of that, where every episode has these really amazing cinematic pieces within the episode. And bringing on a extra cameraman, for example, was directly the result of realizing that in order to make it more artistic, we needed an extra camera. So instead of saying, oh, how do we do this? I want it to be more artistic, but we can only work within the parameters of what we have. It's like, wait, let me go back to the drawing board. Let me completely open this up. What could it look like? How could it go? And my team will, if you ask them, would let you know that across the board, what I believe in infinite realities. I believe in infinite potentiality. So what that means is that I believe there is a version of reality that works for everyone involved. So if I have a team of people and we're working on a project, everyone's highest excitement about how to do it, I believe there is a version of reality in which everyone is doing it and everyone is excited about it. Everyone's in their joy. Now, how do we get there? How do we tap into that? That's the question. What is the frequency we are pulling down? Where are we pulling our ideas from, our creative energy? Where is it sourced from? And every single person who's a part of the organization, are they sourcing from the same place? Are we all believing in a reality in which everyone feels fulfilled? Everyone feels purposeful? Are we all believing in that reality? Or am I holding a version of that reality, searching for the answers, and everyone else is like, this is not going to work? And so as I've been musing here, I want to synthesize back so you can take a look at your own life with this. As you move forward, as you are creating, as you are working towards something, when you encounter the obstacles, are you seeing that as a sign that it's not working? That it's the whole idea doesn't work? Or are you seeing it as an opportunity to make some micro adjustments and keep flowing? And the thing is, those micro adjustments over time might mean that your final outcome of what it looks like looks incredibly different than what you originally thought it would. What you thought it would be initially when you started out at the end winds up being so different. Because as that saying goes, right, a ship that's 1 degree off course, the longer it sails, becomes further off course. But when we're encountering obstacles and we're forcing our way through and just putting our head down and saying, I have to do this, it has to look this way, give some thought to that might actually be off course. we might actually be off course because we've refused to pivot. And see, the pivoting as the way in which you navigate the changing landscape. Literally, if you were walking, you said, okay, let's walk. We are on a straight line towards our goal and we are going to walk. But then you came to a cliff. How silly to just sit there and not go anywhere and say, I'm not going, I need to go straight because my goal is straight ahead. And here's this cliff. So I'm either going to force my way ahead and fall off this cliff, or I'm going to sit here and do nothing and just complain about it, or I'm going to adjust and I'm going to find a way around and then set a new course. I'll walk around this cliff. I'll walk down, I'll walk around, and then I'll set a new straight line towards my goal. You're always walking on a straight line towards the goal, but when you look in hindsight, it's almost never straight. There's adjustments along the way. There's pivoting along the way. And the more willing you are to pivot, the more gracefully and easefully you allow change to be a part of your experience, the less suffering you'll experience, because the resistance along the way is what causes the suffering. The resistance along the way, because of ego, where I need to prove to everyone it's going to be the way that I said it is going to be, or I need to prove to myself, or I can't possibly fail. Like if I change now, it's a failure. And how would I look in front of my friends and family? What would happen if I've already invested $100,000 into this thing and then I change it? What a waste of money. Like whatever it is in the thought process, letting it go, the pivoting is a release of the ego. Because changing doesn't mean that you failed. Changing doesn't mean that there was anything wrong. Changing means that you were adaptable. Changing and shifting and pivoting means that you were willing to take in the feedback that reality can provide and adjust to become more efficient and more effective. Because ultimately, arriving at the goal, birthing whatever that creative idea is, that's the most important thing. How you get there along the way, provided it doesn't morally require compromise, where you're not harming other people or the planet to get there. If you stay in integrity along the way, shifting is a sign of your adaptability. And as we see with nature, things that are adaptable thrive and sustain. And so can you. Thank you very much for listening today. I want to remind you that always, in always, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.